Joining us now is Paula Maccabee. She's an environmental lawyer based in St. Paul, and she's counsel and advocacy director with Water Legacy. Thanks for being with us, Paula.
Thank you very much, Kara.
Water Legacy is hosting a series of events this week to talk about sulfide mining in northeastern Minnesota. Before we get to that, can you first tell us a little about Water Legacy?
Water Legacy is a grassroots nonprofit group based in northern Minnesota, and we also have members in the Twin Cities. In just a few years, we've grown from a handful of activists to more than 5,000 members who are actively involved in petitioning our government to protect Minnesota's clean water resources from the threat of sulfide mining.
And you're going to be in Ely today and Isabella on Wednesday to meet with people concerned about sulfide mining. What is it that you want people to know about this type of mining?
Well, I think the most important thing for people to realize is that no sulfide mine has ever operated and closed anywhere in the world without polluting nearby surface and or groundwater. And it's also important for people to realize that the first sulfide mine ever being proposed in Minnesota is the Polymet Northmet open pit mine, and that's in the Lake Superior Basin. And the research has shown, the documents coming out of that project have shown, that the Polymet project would destroy irreplaceable wetlands, would contaminate surface water and streams, would increase mercury contamination of fish, and would put toxic chemicals into drinking water for both private wells and probably also the municipal water supply for Hoyt Lakes. So this is a risky project that would affect the environment and would affect human beings who live in northern Minnesota.
Well, one of the arguments for allowing sulfide mining in Minnesota for the first time is that we all use these metals. We're talking about copper, nickel, palladium, platinum, and they're in everything that we use, or many things that we use, including smartphones, including copper wiring in our homes, including a lot of green technologies. So don't we need to mine these metals?
Well, I think that people are confusing the question of, do we need to use these metals with, do we need to mine these metals? And what we've discovered as prices have grown higher in the last decade is that there is an enormous potential for recycling. Copper in particular is a metal that can be recycled and reused, so that the metal that's in our last generation smartphone can be recycled and put into our next generation cell phone or smartphone. And the thing about recycling is it means more jobs, it means local jobs, it means maybe a tenth as much energy expended, which causes global warming, and we can still have the advances in technology. And what we're seeing is it may be in the interest of huge multinational corporations to demand that we mine and we dig new holes in the ground each time we want copper, but it's not in our interest as a community as a whole, both in terms of jobs and in terms of protecting ourselves from global warming. In that context, it's really important to realize what the deposit is like for copper nickel in northern Minnesota, in particular the Polymet deposit. Because some of the stuff in the press calls it a lean deposit. Lean means that 99% of the rock that would be dug out of that ground would be waste. So we'd have permanent piles, huge piles of waste rock, and permanent dumps of waste tailings for a very small percentage of copper nickel. That's not efficient. That doesn't make sense for our communities in Minnesota. It doesn't make sense for our country.
Well, another argument for allowing sulfide mining is that right now the U.S. imports most of these metals from other countries where they don't have the environmental protections that we have. So wouldn't it be better to do it here where we have strong environmental laws?
Well, there's three different problems with that. First, these are international corporations, and so the smelting of that copper and the use of copper is likely to be taking place in China or outside the United States. Second, what's particular about Minnesota is not that we have better regulations, but that we have the most vulnerable water-rich environments. We have special places like the Boundary Waters Canoe Area and the Lake Superior Watershed that have an irreplaceable clean water resource. There are other places in the world in arid climates where the threat of pollution is less than in Minnesota's water-rich environment, and there is a less risk of damaging permanently the clean water that people need to live. So that Minnesota, rather than being a really great place to do sulfide mining, is a particularly bad one. And then I think the question about does Minnesota have good regulations? What Minnesota has, unfortunately, is a track record of having good regulations that are not being applied fairly and are not being used to limit the pollution from industrial facilities, not just mining, but including mining, feedlots, large corporate enterprises, mines. They get exemptions. They get variances. They get lack of enforcement.
We are talking with Paula Maccabee. She's an environmental lawyer based in St. Paul, working with the group Water Legacy. Paula will be in Ely today for a presentation, Sulfide Mining and the PolyMet Proposal. The gathering will be at the Grand Ely Lodge at noon today. Tomorrow, Paula will be at the National Forest Lodge in Isabella for another presentation. Can you just talk a little bit about how those meetings are going to be structured?
What I'm going to do is I've read through all the recent PolyMet documents for their preliminary environmental review. I'm going to go through and explain what we know now about the risks of pollution and destruction of the PolyMet mine and kind of give people sort of ground truth. What does the evidence show? And then answer any questions they may have.
We've been speaking with Paula Maccabee. And if you'd like to learn more about sulfide mining or Water Legacy, you can go online to waterlegacy.org. Thanks for being with us, Paula.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Kara.